30% lamang ng mga Australiano ang nakatira sa mga bayang nasa malalayong rehiyon at lalawigan na nagdala ng pagkabahala sa mga gumagawa ng polisa tungkol sa lumiliit na posibilidad na patuloy na mabubuhay ang mga maliliit na bayan ayon sa Australian Bureau of Statistics. Sinabi ng punong tagapagpaganap ng Regional Australia Institute, Jack Archer, na ang pagdadala ng mga migrante sa mga malalayong lugar ay maaaring makatulong lumago ang mga komunidad na ito. Subalit ang mga malalaking lugar ay may problema sa kanilang imahen.
The first really important thing is regional communities and people within those communities prioritizing migration as potentially the top strategy that they take to try and bring new people to their communities. The other side of things is changing the perception of regional Australia amongst the migrant community. What we do see anecdotally is there's a negative perception of regions, there's a misunderstanding of what the opportunities are, of the idea that there aren't jobs or there aren't welcoming communities, when the reality is quite different.
Sinabi ng ABS na aabot sa 20% lamang ng populasyon ng mga bagong migrante ang titira sa kahabaan ng mga malalayong lugar at regional na Australia. Ayon kay Professor Jock Collins ng University of Technology, ang programa ng gobyerno tungkol sa migrasyon ay gumagawa ng mga daanan para makapili ng maganda ang mga migrante sa kanilang titirahan sa bansa.
Most people who apply to be a permanent immigrant have to pass what's called the points test. You get allocated points for your age, your English language ability, your employment, your education, and you get extra points if you're prepared to settle in regional and rural Australia. So that's a carrot, that's a draw card. So there's a great diversity of permanent and temporary visa pathways to the bush, and that's been a big change in the last 6 or 7 decades of Australian immigration history, which has mainly funneled new immigrants to the big cities.
Isang migranteng gumawa ng desisyong lumipat sa malayong lugar ay si Achilles Murthy. Pagkatapos manirahan ng 2 taon sa Melbourne, nagdesisyon si Achilles Murthy na lumikas kasama ang kanyang asawa sa Albury Wodonga, isang kambal na siyudad sa hangganan ng New South Wales at Victoria. Sinabi niya na ang bayan at ang komunidad dito ay may gandang lampas sa kanyang inaasahan.
People are very warm, people are very welcoming here compared to what I came across in the city. It's not that people are bad in the city, it's just that people in Albury Wodonga are much, much warmer, more welcoming, more understanding and more knowledgeable. And what we came across is that the family values are very similar to what we are used to back home in India, especially in country towns. The family values are very similar. You respect your elders, you give value to education, you give value to your work. Family bonding is there, which I could not find it in metropolitan cities.
Sinabi din ni Achilles Murthy na nang una siyang dumalaw sa lokal na Multicultural Resource Center, ipinakilala sa kanila ang lokal na konseho, ang Australian Indian Association at ang library.
Albury Library was a very important place for us in terms of any information that we wanted to gather. And I would say the North Albury Cricket Club was another very important factor in our life in Albury Wodonga, because that's where I made all my friends, and there were no Indians there, but they all were Australians, but everyone was so welcoming and they were so warm and they're just wonderful people. They helped us just gel in as soon as possible, because the sooner you adapt to the culture and the situation, the better for you.
Idinagdag niya na mayroon siyang parehong interes sa kultura ng India at Australia upang makakonekta siya sa lokal na komunidad at makahanap ng trabaho.
And yes, you go to each and every consultancy, you hand over your resume and hope for the best, but the best way is always referral. So I decided that I'll join a cricket club and then make some friends and try and adapt myself into the Australian culture, which I think I managed it pretty well. And since I play cricket, I thought that was one source where I can tap into, and which I did. I made a lot of friends in North Albury Cricket Club. They helped me find a job initially, and then rest is history.
Kalimitan ang issue para sa mga migranteng nasa malalayo at regional na lugar ay ang pagkakaroon ng serbisyo ng suporta na makakatulong sa kanila upang makaangkop sa kanilang bagong buhay. Sinabi ni Professor Collins na ang limitadong serbisyo sa mga lokal na komunidad ay lumilikha ng kanilang sariling network ng suporta.
So in some ways, the regional and rural areas, particularly the smaller towns, often lack that settlement infrastructure that the big cities have. Migrant resource centres, various sorts of settlement services to provide education, language training and so forth. Nevertheless, in many towns and cities, there's very much an innovative sort of response by the local service providers, the churches, the councils, in order to deal with the needs of newly arrived immigrants, because they know that these newly arrived immigrants are critical for the prosperity and the survival and the growth of their town and their region.
Sinabi din ni Professor Collins na ang pagtira sa isang maliit na bayan ay nangangahulugan na ang pagkakaroon ng trabaho ay kalimitang sa pamamagitan ng 457 visa.
The critical thing for any immigrant is to get a job. And for a lot of skilled immigrants, the way in which the attraction works is that if you can get the offer of a job, then that gives you a much better chance of either getting a permanent visa or getting a 457, a skilled temporary visa, to work. So in many ways, often the way that the dynamics of this migration flow to regional and rural Australia works is that the job's teed up first and settled out beforehand, and things like qualifications and qualification recognition, those things can be negotiated before the immigrant arrive, and I think that's quite a good model really.
Ang bayan ng Neil sa rehiyon ng Wimmera sa Victoria ay nakatulong na magpatira ng mahigit na 100 refugeeng Karen mula Myanmar. Pinangunahan ang programa sa pagpapatira ng may-ari ng Love Adak, isang lokal na kumpanya na nagbibigay ng trabaho sa mga refugee. Ipinaliwanag ni Jennifer Blenko, manager ng Ames Australia Settlement, kung paano nagtatrabaho ang programa.
It was a very well ordered resettlement. In 2010, 10 members of the Korean community moved to Neil, and 5 adults of those 10 people started working full-time at Love Adak. By 2011, there were 70 Korean people living there. At least one adult in every household had a job, usually at that stage with Love Adak, so that a lot more Korean people would love to have come, I think. But the Korean community were very careful to make sure that when people moved, they moved to a job.
Sinabi din ni Binibining Blenko na hindi lamang ang mga oportunidad sa trabaho ang nagbigay ng tagumpay sa programa.
They were a really good fit because they were people who came from rural backgrounds in Burma, and they were people often who hadn't had the chance to develop professional skills because of their refugee backgrounds. So they were quite open to working in relatively low-skilled processing work.
Naniniwala din si Jennifer Blenko na maaaring makinabang ang mga migrante kung matututo sila ng tungkol sa kanilang bayan at sasama sa mga lokal na komunidad.
For example, the Karen were very keen to make sure that they were seen to be contributing to the local community. So on land care tree planting days, they were the first out there planting the trees or reconstructing a historic little bridge across the river, or the kids joining the footy team, making sure that as part of that movement, they have some sort of plan that they will contribute as members of that regional community.
Sinabi naman ni Jack Archer, punong tagapagpaganap ng Regional Australia Institute, na walang magic formula dito. Idinagdag niya na ang karanasan sa paglikas ay depende sa uri ng bayan at ang katangian ng mga bagong migrante. Nagpaayo siyang dumalaw sa mga bayan at suriin ang lokal na komunidad bago lumikas.
Look, I don't think this is rocket science. It's a social process, and it depends on the background of the migrant, the enthusiasm of the community, and then the actual process of integrating people into local life, a house, a job, a social life. Those are the things that I think really matter. We can play around with other incentives to try and trigger that process, but fundamentally they're the ingredients that our research and our engagement with people working in this space are the key. And so for any migrant or for any regional area looking to make this happen, those are the three things we've got to get right.